Well, joining us right now for a conversation, we want to learn more about a new biological from Indigo Ag to help fight soybean cyst nematode, SCN, of course, such a yield-robbing pest in our fields across the country. We're going to learn more about this new biological that was introduced on National Nematode Day. Joining us now, Senior Global Portfolio Manager with Indigo, PJ Smith, is with us here today on the show. PJ, good to talk with you. Thanks so much for joining us.
All right, Jesse. Thank you so much for having me. Looking forward to the conversation.
Well, give us kind of the background and details to start. I know Nemora launched, as I mentioned, on National Nematode Day on October 6th, and this is a new product, a new weapon against SCN. Can you give us a bit of an overview, a bit of background on Nemora to start?
Absolutely, and thanks again for the time, Jesse. So you got it right. Nemora, that branding was done because no more parasitic nematodes. That's our goal. This is an exciting tool, which is going to help growers manage SCN populations and help be a tool in their portfolio. This is a biological product, so that it contains a living microbe based off the Pseudomonas strain. And this active colonizes plants. So our target is about 10,000 organisms per seed, and that grows into over 10 million per plant by day 20. And this is the first product where the mode of action is what we're calling seal the hatch. So it actually colonizes soybean cyst nematode eggs and prevents them from plants from hatching. In addition, growers can look at yield response here for good return on investment. And there are a couple other tools which I could talk about if it's helpful.
Yeah, a few more tools on this, and as far as ease of use as well, as I understand it, it's available for planter box treatment or another method as well. Talk about ease of use and some of those other pieces of Nemora.
Absolutely. So for growers today, this will be available as a flowable powder treatment. So that's designed to be applied on farm. So directly on seed as an overtreatment in the planter box or in the hopper. This is also available via our clips system through Indigo. So that's a system which can actually be clipped on the side of seed boxes, which will deploy the powder on seed at time of planting. So this is, for growers, a huge benefit because these powders will be shelf stable for up to 2 years. And the planting window with this product is multiple months long, so it just provides a lot of flexibility. In addition, the team is working on a wettable powder, which will be available likely in the spring of 2027 for customers who prefer liquid to the dry powder formulation.
Well, what can growers really expect here with Nemora? We think about SCN, of course, such a damaging pest and such a yield robber in fields. We've seen it time and time again, just the amount of loss that can be had when SCN is active in a soybean field. So thinking about this, what can growers expect here, PJ, in terms of trying to minimize SCN in our soybean fields?
Absolutely. So I think at the grower level, there are a couple areas which they can expect and see a benefit in the field. I always start with some of the best truths here at grower level are going to be the soil sampling growers can do. So for growers who are actively managing their fields and working with local extension or the FCN coalition to get those counts back, when you've identified that soybean cyst nematodes are present in your field, we highly recommend a management strategy. I think at the grower level, a lot of tools are familiar. So there's the soil sampling, there's the rotating of host crops, and then there's the rotating of those trait packages, particularly in the soybeans. I think if you're going to add in a biological like Nemora to that, you can expect with this treatment that you're going to see healthier, which looks like wider root systems on soybean plants, more robust root mass. In addition, you're going to see the inoculation or other benefits you see with inoculants or other products that are going on seed. There's no interference with those other products. In addition, because this is a biological working together with the plant, growers will not see any sort of phytotoxicity with this. So early in season, strong emergence and greener plants, that's something I would expect growers to see. And in addition, one thing that is unique about this active is, you know, biologicals are kind of like people. That's the way I think about it. A lot of people are excellent at certain tasks and then good or not so good at others. And what's interesting about this product is it's great for that plant benefit and SCM control. But another thing the Pseudomonas does is it actually recruits soil beneficial bacteria in the soil. So we have really good research data showing that it recruits a more diverse community and helps recruit specialist PGPRs to help with plant development. You know, and at the end of the day as well, I think all those things can be good. You know, at a grower level, okay, will it help me manage my SCN? Will it help plant health? But these are inputs, and is there an ROI to justify that? And what we've seen in our platform is that Nemora will have that 3-to-1 grower ROI that we're targeting for our customers.
A lot of exciting things here, PJ. And if folks want to learn more about Nemora as they make plans for spring 2026, I'm sure contacting their local Indigo rep, going online, indigoag.com. A lot of great ways to learn more about Nemora, isn't there?
Absolutely. I highly recommend visiting our website. If you're an existing grower, I recommend talking to your retailer. There's strong trust there. When you go to indigoag.com, you can go to the biological section and either look for retailers there or contact our sales reps. In addition, I would say for growers who are interested more in learning about SCN and learning about the broader spectrum of management solutions, I recommend the SCN Coalition. Indigo is a member of that, but it also includes other industry partners and extension experts. So growers can really learn, is this impacting their field and how damaging it can be for soybean production?
Well, great thoughts. PJ, anything final you would add or reiterate for folks here today?
I think that mostly covers it, Jesse. I just, you know, want to reiterate, this is an EPA registered product. This is a very safe product. And we believe this is going to be a cost-effective solution. So I think for growers where they continue to see this challenge, but are lacking in tools, or maybe other things they've tried in the past haven't worked to their standard, there's an opportunity here for Nemora. And highly encourage anyone interested to reach out to Indigo to learn more.
IndigoAg.com for more details. With that, Senior Global Portfolio Manager for Indigo, PJ Smith, thanks for telling us more about Nemora. We appreciate the time.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.